unreservedly condemn this very cruel killing, and my thoughts and prayers are foremost with the family and friends of this young man. I think in joining the police service, this young man sought to protect and serve the community and to be part of defining a better future for all of us. And I believe that the people who committed this act have absolutely nothing to offer our community and have no role to play in our community. They have effectively betrayed the community and set themselves against the will of the people of Ireland. So I think we're horrified about what has happened, and our hearts go out to this young man's family.
What they're trying to do is to disrupt the process that you are engaged in, and to a certain extent, they are instilling fear, they are instilling terror, and they are killing.
Well, we have always known from as far back as 1998, whenever 30 people were murdered in the same town where this young man was killed today, that these people would continue with their activities. The difficulty that they have is that they do so as very tiny groups, totally unrepresentative of the entire community, and they do so against the overwhelming wishes of the people of Ireland. I suppose the people who carried this out would regard themselves as Republicans. Well, the Republicans of County Tyrone totally and absolutely reject overwhelmingly these activities, and have at election after election voted for the continuation and further development of the peace process.